If you will repeat after me, say, Father, I give you praise. Your word is alive, and I have ears that hear, eyes that see, and my spirit does perceive. You're talking to me. I want to take you very quickly to Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 19 is the one he pushed me into, but I want to start with 17. And it talks about living as children of light. Living as children of light. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. So he's really trying to tell you something when you realize that the Gentiles are going to be thinking, and it might irritate you. But don't follow them. That's not where you're from. Verse 18 speaks about them. They are darkened in their understanding. Notice again, the spirit of understanding is where we are tonight. The spirit of understanding was welcomed, and the spirit of understanding in the children of light is different than those that are in the world. So what you're trying to do sometimes is to figure out somebody that doesn't want to follow the Lord or is walking in carnality. And when you see them acting in certain ways and they think a certain way, don't try to change them, because you're waking or wasting your time. So you're going to have to be shrewd, Joe. You're going to have to be. Because the Lord says we got to be smarter than what?
Serpents?
Yeah. Smarter than a serpent. Why? And more gentle as doves. So again, 17. I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord. He's insisting because there's a reason for it. That you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. In other words, they give excuses for whatever they're doing in order to continue living the way they live. Then he says they are darkened in their understanding. In other words, the spirit of understanding opens you up, but it doesn't open them up. So you have an advantage, but you have also to learn when to speak and what to say to them. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult. 18 again, they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Do you ever listen to somebody that's made a decision to do it their way, and even though the Lord is telling you maybe that, you know, maybe they should change something? And if you try to argue with them, what happens?
You're at fault.
Yes, you are at fault. Exactly. And St. Paul here is saying you are. He's trying to tell you there's time you need to shut up. And because you're going to bring division, you're going to bring hurt, because they've already hardened their hearts. Who do we have in an example that had already hardened his heart? Anybody remember the name Judas?
Oh, Judas.
Ah.
Yeah, in the wilderness.
Yeah. He had already made up his mind. And the Lord didn't argue with him. You've got Mary and Martha. Mary is interested in the things of the spirit. Martha's interested in the things of the flesh. Well, my sister helped me in the kitchen. It would be a heck of a lot easier around here. Yep. And the Lord, you know, I mean, I'm positive Martha had it all put together in her brain. After all, we've got all these people here, and we got to feed them. And here she is, maybe just sitting at his feet, listening to him. And the other one saying, she's taking a break. Look at me in the kitchen. Can you relate? Mm-hmm. Yeah. If her heart is hardened and she wants to move somebody to please herself, Jesus will not make that other person move. Watch the next level because it's very important. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. And you can put that in drug addiction, you can put it in pornography, you can put it in any category you want. Because it's a continuous lust for more. And they can't stop, and it's not your job to stop them. They've already hardened their hearts. And if they've hardened their hearts, what is your job? It might be different for all of you. And if you don't get your instructions from the Holy Ghost, you're going to take it out of your brains. And your brains will tell you what others tell you, what people say. And what people say is a dime a dozen. You listen to one group and they say, oh, this is the diet that you're going to lose. And the other one says, no, this is the diet you should lose. Why don't you listen to the Holy Ghost and see what he wants you to do? Maybe he's not interested in you losing. Maybe he's interested in you winning. And not by going by the opinions of men or women. 20. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regards to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind. Kind of cool, right? And to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So what are you going to do? You're going to be like him. You're going to act and react like him. You're going to get his instructions. And yes, there will be some butts that you're going to be kicking along the way. Because yes, there's a lot of things that might make you feel good. But they're not all good for you. And if you can't clean it up on your own, God is not expecting you to do it on your own. He is expecting you to cry out to the Holy Spirit to send some living water, send some grace, send some favor. Amen? Amen. How many of you have got a weak spot that you'd like to get rid of?
Oh,
okay, then ask him. Ask him. Don't go by your brains. Don't go by the TV commercial. Okay? They'll sell you anything for $19.99 and they'll give you a free one besides.
Yes, and all you have to do is pay for the extra handling and shipping.
Of course, exactly. Yes. Oh, I've got to tell you this one. I changed banks several months ago because the new bank that I had been dealing with for several years they were just hard to deal with. They got bought out by a different group, and it was just a lot of difficulty. Long story short, I found this place in Ludlow, and I'm not going to make a commercial, but you get free checking, and you get free checks besides. So we used up the free checks that we had, and it was time to get the new ones, and I pull out the little paper that gives you a phone number. So I called the lady, and she said, yes, and she looked up my account, et cetera, and I'm sure she's got the computer in front of me. She says, that will be about a week. She says, unless you need them in a big hurry, we can send them to you sooner. And I said, no, there's no big rush. I've got plenty for the moment. She says, well, that'll be $20, $21.95 or $21.69 or whatever the number was. And I said, well, the bank told me it was free checking and free checks. I said, if I needed them in a hurry, oh, yeah, well, that would be an extra like $7. So I said, well, you can cancel that order.
Amen.
Because I am not giving them this kind of money to ship a little package this big by this big, that thick.
Come on.
Okay? I said, the post office isn't, you know, that much in need. So I thanked her. I thanked her and I said, so much for your free checks. So I went to the place where I've been doing business, and the young man says, I told him what I just got done telling you. He says, you're kidding. I said, no. He did it on a computer. I got it in 4 days, no charge. What if I settled if I went with the brains? If I went with the person's opinion, I would have lost $22. What am I saying to you? You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. The truth is not in the commercial. The truth isn't in the latest book on how to fix yourself. The truth is that you were taught with the regard of your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desire, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God. Ho, ho! Look at your neighbor. Say, I'm created to be like God.
I'm created to be like God.
Watch me start shining.
Watch me start shining.
Like diamond.
Amen.
Excellent. Got it? Why? Because Jesus, when he was on the mountain, started to be like God, so he began to what?
Shine.
Yeah! Children of?
Light.
Look at your neighbor, say, you're a child of light.
You're a child of light.
And when it radiates out,
it will be blinding many.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was created to be like God.
In true righteousness.
And in holiness.
That's my future.
Hallelujah.
And I will shine.
And they will be irritated.
The bugs will scatter.
Hallelujah. That's it.
Can I just ask a question?
You can ask whatever you'd like, dear.
I understand what you're saying about being led by the Holy Spirit, and I get all that stuff.
Yeah.
But if we are hearing something,
yes,
that we are saying is God or the Holy Spirit,
yeah,
should it not be word based? In other words, we can either find it in the Bible, or it's not.
No, it's not just a head trip. Okay? But you're going to know inside your heart, because once you start being obedient, there's like an anointing that comes upon you, and you know it on the inside of your heart. Yes, it's time to be a little more precise on this situation and speak the truth and stand your ground. Okay? Don't give them $22 just because they asked for it.
The reason I say it is because I'll just use me for example. As I've grown, there have been times that that I would say, I think that was God. Wasn't scripture based.
Yep.
And it was discipline, but it was in an attacking type discipline. It wasn't.
So it would bring on guilt.
Yes, and it was like almost like the, Satan was duplicating what the Lord was saying, but in not in scripture based.
From a different spirit. Yeah. See, again, once you take the word and you take it in, the Holy Spirit will adjust you. And you're going to find that your responses are going to be different. And that's what this is about. That whole scripture is really speaking about those that are stuck in whatever they're stuck in and they've hardened their hearts. Don't try to straighten them out. You're wasting your time. Okay. However, the Holy Ghost may tell you to intercede for them.
Yep.
He may say, take Holy Communion for them. I, whatever he tells you to do, please do it and obey. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
Share some hugs.